Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, where in Europe is Religions for Peace based, and what does the organization do? Dr. Marcel Israel is a Sephardic Jew who was born in Plovdiv, Bulgaria, and now lives in Spain. He's the former president of the Jewish Community of Bulgaria and currently advisor to the president of Religions for Peace Europe and secretary and coordinator of international relations for the National Council of Religious Communities in Bulgaria, or NCRCB. On May 24th, he participated in a delegation of the Bulgarian government to visit Rome on the occasion of the National Day of Culture in Bulgaria. On this day, on which Christians were celebrating Pentecost and Jews Shavuot, Jews, Catholics, Muslims, and Armenians were invited to take part in the Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Cathedral. Last week, Dr. Israel spoke with us about the history, culture, and language of the Sephardic Jews in Bulgaria. This week, he's speaking with us about the two organizations in which he is active, the National Council of Religious Communities in Bulgaria and Religions for Peace.
You've told us about the Bulgarian Jewish community in general. You have been president of the religious Jewish community in Bulgaria.
Right.
Could you tell us something about that and also the National Council of Religious Communities that you work with?
Yeah. In Bulgaria, when I was the president of the religious council, you know, the central council of the religious communities, Jewish communities in Bulgaria, I joined a so-called National Council of Religious Communities in Bulgaria. This organization, this is an NGO, but it's led by the government, and we have some financial support from the parliament and also from the Council of Ministers in Bulgaria, because it's a very important job we are doing. And this National Council was established in 2008 and gathers six monotheistic religions in Bulgaria: the Orthodox Church, the Muslims, the Turks in this case, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews, and the Armenians. And this is an organization. We are organizing every year some seminars, also conferences, and also our existence is also very important in Bulgaria because of the situation in Bulgaria today. For example, the existence of xenophobia, of anti-Semitism and hate.
This organization was started by the government itself, or what brought it into being?
It was supported by the government, but it was built in 2008 by the presidents of the religious communities in Bulgaria.
How did you think of it? How did it evolve? How did it come into being?
I think it was an idea by the government and the people of the parliament, you know, members of the parliament. We need a religion. We need some values in Bulgaria, because what is missing in Bulgaria today is values of the people. And they think also the government and members of the parliament, they was very convinced that the religion in Bulgaria is a very important strength for the society.
After being under communist rule for such a long time, was there like a rebirth of interest in religion?
Yeah. But during the communism, the religions were not forbidden, but they were very harshly restricted. And after the changes, a very little of the religions left in Bulgaria. So you are right. It's somehow a revival of the values given by religion.
Are a lot of young people interested in religion now?
Yeah. Young people are interested in religion. It is at many universities, there are departments of religious education. And this is growing in Bulgaria. So young people are, I would say, very interested in religion.
In the public schools, do they learn, let's say, about comparative religion or?
Not yet, but they are preparing a law for the religious education in the primary and also secondary school. And even the president of the Academy of Sciences in Bulgaria, he is also involved in this process. And very soon we are going to have in Bulgaria a real high-quality education in the primary and in the secondary schools, of religion, I mean.
So what does the National Council do?
First of all, we are observing every negative events in Bulgaria. For example, hooligans against the synagogue we got 2 years ago, swastikas on the synagogue, on the wall. The mosque of the Turks was attacked 2 years ago. Hate against the gypsies. Now, the new problem in Bulgaria are the immigrants from Syria and from Iraq. And the Bulgarian people, they don't know about this. They are not prepared for that. So there are a lot of problems, social and political problems. So we organize a lot of manifestations, a lot of protests. We write letters to the president of the country, to the mayor, to everybody. And we are, I would say, a very important element in the society, even as an NGO, a very important element in the society against anti-Semitism, xenophobia, hate.
Tell us about Religions for Peace, which you're also involved in.
I'm also involved in a worldwide NGO called Religions for Peace, the headquarters in New York and the headquarters for Europe in Brussels. This is an organization gathering many, many religions, not only the monotheistic, also Hare Krishna are there and also Hindu. Many religions are involved in this organization. So what is the goal of this organization? The goal is to fight first. It's not an organization of religion leaders, for example, the patriarch or something. No, they are welcome, but this organization is fighting against discrimination, against the tragedies of the migration in the Mediterranean, for example, and also immigrants from Syria, from Iraq. So we are fighting against all kind of humiliation, all kind of discrimination.
How do you do that?
We have some grants from the European community. For example, we are working now on a project called Welcoming Each Other, a call for non-discrimination, for example. This is a grant coming from the European community. That's why we are situated in Belgium, in Brussels, and we have a very good relationship to the Parliament and to the Commission. So they invite us to many conferences. We talk to the members of the European Parliament. As you know, for example, the Popular Party, this group at the European Parliament, they have a lot of programs against discrimination, about the problems of migration and so on. So they organize a lot of conferences. They have a lot of projects, a lot of grants. So we are trying to work with them to get some grants, because having this financial support, we can do our job.
Who is your, let's say, target population? In other words, are you involved with, let's say, grassroots people, or are you mostly working with governments?
Mostly with the people, but we are working also with governments.
So how do you reach the people?
For example, we have some gatherings, and when there is a problem, we invite those people from this group, and they are talking about the... For example, we had a conference about the discrimination in March in Brussels. They gave us a big hall in the building of the parliament. So we organized a conference. So we invited people from marginalized groups, and they talked about their problems. For example, there was a lady from India. She was leading a group against the humiliation and the problems of the women in Bangladesh, for example. And they talked about those problems during our conference. So we are touching a lot of people with problems. And we are working also with the European Parliament, because they have such programs, so we want to join those programs.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
No, the very important thing is about the Jews, for example, is to keep the Ladino language. This is a very important task. And also in my job today in the Religions for Peace and in this organization, also in Bulgaria and also worldwide and Europe, for interreligious dialogue. I would just say that interreligious dialogue today is the goal number one in the world. All religions have to be friends, to be brothers. So interreligious dialogue is maybe the most important thing today.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I am optimistic. I'm quite optimistic.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.